local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And a happy Thursday to you. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Thursday. Joe and Austin with you for the next 51 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today, May 2nd, 2024. We start, as we always do, with today's top three stories, all related to the ongoing and, in some cases, no longer Palestinian protest, pro-Palestinian protest, that is, breaking out around college campuses all over these great United States. Pro-Palestinian protests continuing with early this morning, L.A. police moving in to clear an encampment on UCLA's campus. Law enforcement officials say more than 100 people arrested there. Also at Columbia, more on them in a moment, but they did announce all classes and final exams would go remote for the rest of the school year due to what they call an evolving campus environment. Earlier this week, 300 people arrested after overtaking an academic building on campus. Nearly half of those protesters at Columbia were not students.
But this is orchestrated, right? I mean, they all have the same signs. There's the same colored tents in there. This is orchestrated by somebody that's not here.
NYPD confirming suspicions that outside agitators are involved in those protests, since 47% of the demonstrators arrested at Columbia and City College were not affiliated with the schools. Also, Fordham confirming 15 people were arrested just hours after their sit-in started. And the president today making remarks, some would argue not soon enough, but saying Americans have the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos.
There is no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans. It's simply wrong.
Biden says violence during protests and destroying property are against the law. No place for anti-Semitism on college campuses. And as I alluded to, he's faced criticism for not speaking out more forcefully against the ongoing demonstrations that have shut down campuses around the country. Donald Trump claims he cannot testify in his New York hush money case.
It's such a rigged court, so I'm not allowed to testify because of an unconstitutional gag order. We're appealing the gag order.
That was Trump after his trial recessed for the day today. More on that trial coming up here in our national headlines. Austin, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you today? Anything exciting?
Not really. I'm happy to be able to say that.
That's good.
But yeah, no, all in all, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Joe?
Doing pretty good as well. We've got weather and traffic coming up here in just a couple of minutes from now. Let's see. Top local story. We have a lot going on here locally as well. So Scambia County Commissioners meeting this morning, for the purposes of setting their agenda for this evening. But one thing they've already, if not declared, certainly hinted at that they will support is $10 million towards badly needed upgrades at the Pensacola Bay Center. You and I have talked about this over the last couple of weeks. And you know, anybody who has looked on social media about this reporting here is asking the same question that Commissioner Lumen May did this morning.
I mean, I know we're spending $300 million over in Mobile. I want to be competitive. I want to give you the resources that you need. And obviously, it
absolutely TDC, understand.
But do you have what you need? I don't want to be here a year from now and people come down complaining that we put a Band-Aid on it or we put lipstick on a pig. I mean, do you have what you need?
Now, there's two sides to this. I think from a skeptic point of view, that's exactly what's going to happen, is that you've got the city of Mobile committing to a long-term project. It's going to have everything, all the bells and whistles, everything fancy. And I think that they would be, they being Mobile, in a position to take a lot of the business that the Bay Center has, not local, of course, with the Ice Flyers, but you talk about the Sun Belt Conference, different concerts, events, things like that that the Bay Center has.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much a dent in that we'll be able to keep from happening with these upgrades that, look, they say that, hey, we're doing this in phases. I think the total cost, at least estimated right now, is around $72 million. And it's like, okay, we're putting $72 million away towards upgrading a building that shouldn't be upgraded and just put a new one. I mean, listen, it's not my money to spend.
Yeah.
But I just know that there's a lot of people, myself included, that are of the opinion that it's like, look, you know, let's do it right. Let's just do it. Get it out of the way. Let's just do it and get more better. You know, let's just not keep what we have, but let's get better events and better conferences or just whatever.
Well, and I mean, you said that, or you played the audio clip about, you know, putting lipstick on a pig or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I mean, I am someone who doesn't really frequent the Bay Center too often, but I have heard these are not new concerns regarding the quality of the center. And when you just look at the number of $10 million towards this, which a lot of people think just needs to be entirely renovated, $10 million towards this, and as you said, you hold it next to another relatively local city, Mobile, it's inevitable, as you said, that this is going to be clowned.
I mean, there are certain cosmetic things that I wonder. You know,
yeah.
I'm trying to remember when's the last time I went to a big arena, but you know, if I'm going to a sporting event, you know, I care about the comfort of the seats. I care about the space and the walkways, you know, just the amenities. I'm not necessarily looking at some of the things like, you know, lighting.
See well, that lighting's fine.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, there's things like elements like for music concerts where, you know, lighting has a big part of it.
Yeah.
Effects or whatever. The sound system, I know, has been an ongoing sore spot over at the Bay Center. But yeah, no, I'm with you. Is that, you know, if there's a way, and I'm not sure sitting here in this chair what that avenue is, but there are a lot of different funding sources. Of course, this money is coming from the tourists, right? The tourist development tax. I just wonder what the solution could be if we did just want to say, hey, look, we're in an arms race with Mobile, and we need
and
to
we're losing it.
Put it up, right?
Yeah.
So what is that conversation like? But anyway. 416, you can weigh in on that, 850-437-1612. I'm not pretending to be the smartest guy in the room on this, but I'm just looking at it and kind of with the skeptic's point of view, what Commissioner May alluded to there is like, are we just putting lipstick on a pig? Let us know your thoughts again, 850-437-1620. Austin, what's the story on the roads?
Well, there are several spots to note currently, and it's basically the usual spots. Traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, got some problems over there. Maybe a little bit on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, is going to give you some issues. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, is also looking kind of rough at this time. Outside of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound close to the Oriole Beach area, is looking kind of rough. Same thing with Hurlburt Field. If you are passing on the Navarre Parkway westbound in front of Hurlburt, we do have an accident report there that could be worsening some of the already undesirable traffic conditions in that area. The last main spot is going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River and coming into downtown Milton.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather, here's Alan Strum.
Over the next several days, the weather will really be about the same. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. High temperatures will run between 80 and 85 degrees with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, late night and during the morning hours, look out for a bit of fog to develop. And as for rain, well, it's going to be dry, but can't totally rule out the possibility of an isolated shower. That'd be more likely across the inland areas. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Texter weighing in, Vernon says, if we don't do the Bay Center right, we're just going to end up demolishing it like the gym, referring to Malcolm Young.
Yeah.
The Bay Center has been neglected for years. Hard to disagree.
No, yeah, that's totally true.
Looking here at some more local headlines, Escambia deputies today saying a man arrested twice last year on drug charges, now back in jail, accused of trafficking in fentanyl. A 20-year-old Tysavian Prayer Garrett is facing six felony counts after He was arrested during a drug raid on Friday. Deputies and SWAT team served warrants at a home on Foxborough Drive near Bel Air Road.
Consider the fact that he had about a half kilo of fentanyl and how widespread that could have been in our community and actually communities around here. I would imagine it would be enough to certainly kill thousands of people.
In addition to the 565 grams of fentanyl, deputies seized 379 grams of meth, 8 firearms, and over $12,000 in cash. Prayer Garrett is now being held on $302,000 bond. A heads up, if you are planning on heading out to NAS Pensacola next week for Blue Angel practices, you won't be able to get on base. Base officials say that they're closing the public areas for a few days next week. The installation will be closed Tuesday the 7th through Thursday the 9th. So no access to the National Naval Aviation Museum, the Lighthouse, Fort Barrancas, and viewing the Blue Angel practice demonstrations. The West Gate will be open only to DOD cardholders on those days. They will reopen on Friday, May 10th at 9 a.m. The base did not have a reason for those changes. 419, we'll take a break there, looking at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics 1 and 2, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Escambia County Commission meeting taking place today, a shade meeting to discuss the text messages lawsuits, the lawsuit with Ramey Edler, also conversations possibly about traffic concurrency or impact fees in the land development code, the funding for the Bay Center, $10 million worth of renovations or repairs, and whether flashing your headlights is illegal with Mike Wood. Plus some funny moments from the most recent Santa Rosa County Commissioners meeting. You can always listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us tomorrow as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Right now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 4:25 here. Another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Not a ton going on that we wouldn't expect at this hour on any other day. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still has some congestion there. Same could be said for Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Some other spots of note, include, this is Mobile Highway towards the intersection with West Michigan Avenue, where that turns into Softly Field Road. We do have some problems there just north of that intersection. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, also still has some backups over there. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field, and then a bit more as you pass Windhaven Beach. And then the last main spot is Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Over the next several days, the weather will really be about the same. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. High temperatures will run between 80 and 85 degrees with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, late night and during the morning hours, look out for a bit of fog to develop. And as for rain, well, it's going to be dry, but can't totally rule out the possibility of an isolated shower. That'd be more likely across the inland areas. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Florida joining half the states in the U.S. with a new law signed by the governor today. It allows credit unions to become qualified public depositories, meaning that they could receive municipal funds for deposit.
Credit unions like the ones here today will be able to hold up to 7% of all funds in the state treasury and 7% of all public deposits of any state university or community college.
DeSantis says what it'll do is protect Floridians from the environmental, social, and corporate governance movements, ESG for short. He says that's an effort to inject woke political ideology across the financial sector.
And the Florida chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations is calling out police for using tear gas while arresting pro-Palestinian protesters at the University of South Florida this week. They say arresting a particular group of students for their stance in a peaceful protest is blatant authoritarian censorship and targeting. Police arrested 10 protesters, including one who was allegedly carrying a handgun. The university issued a statement saying that it values free speech rights, but protests must remain peaceful and not violate the law or USF policies.
You know, I think some of the best response, not some, the best responses to the on-campus demonstrations this week has come from the state of Florida. You had the, I believe it was University of Florida. They put out a statement after they made arrests on their campus where I think their opening line of their statement was, "We are not a daycare, and we have rules, and if you're going to break them, then that's it. You're done." And so that's, you know, yeah, that's what.
No nonsense.
That's what's not, up until the, you know, last couple of days, that's what's not been happening at Columbia and UCLA and USC and.
Yeah, isn't it at one of those schools you said earlier they're now going remote for the year?
Columbia made the arrest yesterday, but for the rest of the year, school year, they're going remote. Yeah,
wow, that's insane.
It took them, you know, a long time. let's see, state health regulators pushing back on what they call lies and misinformation surrounding Florida's Heartbeat Protection Act. Law took effect Wednesday, banning abortions after 6 weeks. The state's Agency for Healthcare Administration released two emergency rules clarifying medical procedures that are not considered abortions, including ectopic pregnancies and ruptured membranes.
And a dozen people are facing charges in connection to the brutal beating of two South Florida students last month. Police gave an update earlier today saying that the suspects, who are all between the ages of 14 and 18, have been arrested following the incident near Slam Charter School in Miami's Little Havana area. A viral video captured the fight that left two students unconscious and hospitalized. They were later released.
And Marco Rubio calling for a change that could affect mothers who fly with their kids. Senator Rubio announced that he has introduced two amendments to a bill that would reauthorize the FAA until 2028. He wants to codify regulations allowing parents to hold infants and babies under two in their laps on any commercial airlines. He says this would prevent airlines from forcing families to pay for unnecessary seats. Pretty good idea, I think.
Yeah.
Looking at our top three stories again here, pro-Palestinian protests continuing across the country. Police are getting more movement in some of these, though, as they moved in to clear the encampment on UCLA's campus. At Columbia, like we just talked about, NYPD says that outside agitators made up nearly half of the protesters on campus there, not affiliated with the schools. And President Biden making public comments on the protest, saying Americans have the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. National news will be coming up here in just a few minutes here after our Fox News update. But one thing we do want to say is Donald Trump, after his trial recessed, a pretty interesting testimony from the attorney of Stormy Daniels, who said that there was no hush money. So that was an interesting update there in our national news. Also, the Escambia County Commissioners approving $10 million towards upgrades at the Bay Center. They are having their meeting today as well. So a lot happening here on a Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Again, national news, sports headlines, and health, business, and science notes. Just saw this blurb. A college football coach getting a huge pay raise.
Oh, really? All right.
I'll tell you who that is.
I was about to say, I don't know who you're talking about, so I can't wait to hear it.
Don't check your phone.
I will not, I promise.
I'm Tom Graham. A cleanup effort is underway after police cleared a pro-Palestinian protest camp on the UCLA campus in Southern California. Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
California Highway Patrol says at least 132 people were arrested as officers in riot gear cleared pro-Palestinian protests and camps at UCLA. Officials using flashbangs, warning crowds to disperse.
More than 2,000 protesters have been arrested in recent weeks on campuses nationwide. Donald Trump's hush money trial wrapping up for the day. Speaking in the courtroom hallway afterward, the former president says he'll appeal a judge's gag order in the case after he was recently fined for contempt.
We don't like it, and it's not fair.
And the gag order aims to quell Trump's public criticism of witnesses and others in the case. America is listening to Fox News.
Chesko with your money now. Lots of news out of Apple after today's market close. The tech giant reported that its quarterly earnings and revenue fell slightly from a year ago, with iPhone sales down a sharp 10.5% year over year. But its profit of $1.53 a share and total revenue of $90.8 billion both slightly topped expectations. And it announced plans for a new $110 billion stock buyback and a dividend increase to 25 cents a share. Investors are giving a big thumbs up to the news. Apple shares up more than 7% in late trading. Shares of DraftKings are up 2.25% in extended trading action. The sports betting and gaming company reported a smaller-than-expected quarterly loss and a sharp 53% revenue jump. Stocks ended the regular Thursday session with solid gains as technology issues did particularly well. The Dow Industrials jumped 322 points, the S&P 500 rose 45, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite soared 235. That's your money now.
This ad furnished by Nesmitaju LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000.
$5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com, and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Deion Sanders said his son Shedeur Sanders will be a top five draft pick. For starters, we should monitor Shedeur, Jalen Milroe, Quinn Ewers, and Carson Beck when it comes to the top QBs for the 2025 NFL draft. We know the Giants and Raiders will both be in play for new signal callers come April of 2025, and I'll go ahead and make an early prediction that Deion's son will end up getting drafted by the Silver and Black to start his pro journey with the Raiders. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, save $8 on a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades in-store only. We'll even install them for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Once again, similarly to what I said in our previous updates this hour, not a ton going on the roads that we're not all too familiar with. Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we've got some minor congestion there. Same could be said if you're traveling either north or southbound on Pine Forest Road. That's if you're traveling northbound coming from I-10 and approaching 9 Mile, or southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. Maybe some backups on Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's just a little bit of backups here and there on North Davis and Blue Angel Parkway. And outside of that, it's going to be, or outside of Pensacola, rather, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach closer to Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway passing Hurlburt Field traveling westbound towards the Windhaven Beach area. And Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Over the next several days, the weather will really be about the same. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. High temperatures will run between 80 and 85 degrees with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, late night and during the morning hours, look out for a bit of fog to develop. And as for rain, well, it's going to be dry, but can't totally rule out the possibility of an isolated shower. That'd be more likely across the inland areas. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. Looking at our national news today. Before today's proceedings in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial, the judge heard more accusations of his alleged gag order violations. Of course, he's already been found in contempt and was fined $9,000 and threatened with jail time if he keeps it up. The lawyer who represented Stormy Daniels testified there was no hush money. The prosecution claims a $130,000 payment to Daniels was part of a scheme to influence the 2016 election. On the stand, Keith Davidson says, quote, "It wasn't a payoff. It wasn't hush money. It was consideration." All right.
So the prosecution claims $130,000 payment to Daniels was part of a scheme to influence the 2016. How would that influence it?
Keeping her quiet from coming out with the affair leading it up to the election.
Well, that's what I figured, but I thought that would be hush money, would it not? Like keep
well, that's
quiet?
What they're, that's exactly what they're, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, it's the trial. It's what it's called, the hush money trial.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure what consideration means.
Well, and that's the thing. Oh, so is he, when he says there was no hush money, he means there was no hush money actually provided, but there was supposed to be?
I'm lost. I'm not in the court.
I don't know. Well, I never cared about the story anyway.
You make two of us, but no. So the lawyer who represented Stormy Daniels,
right,
is saying that there was, according to this, money exchanged, but it wasn't a payoff. It wasn't hush money. It was consideration. I don't know what that means, but he's saying
it
wasn't hush
either.
Money. So I don't know if
whatever. Just. Yeah. I don't know, Trump. Just pay her at this point.
Move on.
Yeah. The body of a fifth construction worker killed in the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge has been recovered. Maryland State Police, officers from the Maryland Transportation Authority Police, and the FBI responded to the scene and retrieved the 49-year-old man's remains on Wednesday. One bridge worker still remains missing.
Police shot and killed an armed student outside of a Wisconsin middle school yesterday. Authorities say the student was male and attended a school near Madison. Officers fired shots at the suspect and killed him before he entered the building. No other injuries were reported, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice says it opened an investigation into that incident.
Wow. And a bill in the Louisiana legislature would add a widely used abortion pill to the list of controlled substances. Those caught with mifepristone, we've touched on that before, would face a jail sentence. Some Louisianians ordered that pill online despite the state's near-total abortion ban. The bill is currently being considered in the House.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering state schools to ignore new federal rules meant to prevent discrimination on campus.
This is basically Biden declaring war on women, girls, and students, and Texas has got to stand up and protect them.
The White House is expanding what it calls Title IX, which is meant to prevent sex-based discrimination to include gender identity. Texas and a handful of other states are suing to block those changes. 442 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, to hopefully no one's surprise, it's NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs going on. In the NBA, it's a TNT doubleheader that starts in a little under an hour. Bucks at Pacers at 5:30. Last I heard, Damian Lillard for the Bucks was listed as questionable for that. That's going to be followed by Knicks at Sixers at 8 o'clock. Also, we have in the NHL just one playoff game tonight. Bruins at Maple Leafs at 7 o'clock on TBS. Forward Austin Matthews is ruled out for the Maple Leafs, who are facing elimination currently. And I wanted to touch on this. The Sixers, did you hear the headline about the Sixers and their owners buying tickets?
Yeah, so I heard, I think it was Joel Embiid after the game on, I want to say it was last Saturday.
Yeah.
The game that was in Philadelphia. He was talking about how many Knicks fans were in the building. He said he's never seen that before.
He's like, how dare they have better fans than us? Yeah. And then the ownership was like, well, we can't have that. I mean,
well,
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I guess one way or the other, but yeah.
It's fair, but it's, I think it's kind of Bush League, personally, to do that, because it's like, it's not our fault that your fans aren't.
I think if Knicks
feeling...
fans want to get into the game, they will find a way to get into the game, you know, on the secondary ticket market.
Well, and that's the thing. It's a rivalry. They're going to make
a
fuss if they can.
Yeah.
In the MLB, just one local team playing today, and it's already wrapped up. The Marlins beat the Rockies 5-4, so yay. Let's see. Also, in college football, there's two headlines here. One is that there's a growing possibility of revenue sharing with college athletes. Some bowl leaders are hoping for a collective bargaining agreement with the players to help lower the number of opt-outs. Executive Director of Bowl Season Nick Carparelli said that he believes NIL collectives are destined to be brought in-house, and there have been discussions about contracts in exchange for NIL payments. This is a bit more the same. We knew that it was heading this direction. We knew that bowl opt-outs were a problem. Can't say I'm surprised there. And lastly, Georgia's Kirby Smart. Ah, there it is. It's college football's first $13 million man. Georgia is giving the two-time national champ a 10-year extension worth $130 million. Mm-hmm. I would have to say that is well-deserved. Yeah. I can't say I'm surprised that he's the one getting the pay bonus there.
No, definitely not. Also, of course, on Saturday, it's the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah.
You a big Derby guy?
No, I am not. But I did see the headline. I just forgot to touch on it.
It's all right. European jockey will get his first ride in the Derby on Saturday. He's Irishman Ben Curtis. He moved to the U.S. just 6 months ago.
No, I didn't think when I came over in November that I'd be riding in the Kentucky Derby this soon anyway. It was definitely on my to-do list, but it's come around a bit quicker than I thought. It's a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, he will mount Honor Marie, who is entering the Derby off a second-place finish in Louisiana. Coming in at 20-1 odds. Yeah, I'm. Yeah. I watch the Derby, and I'll watch the. I think it's the Preakness, which is second. And if we have a Triple Crown contender into the Belmont, I will also watch the Belmont. But I follow as long as there's a Triple Crown contender. It's interesting. My wife really gets into the horse racing.
Really? Does she just like horses?
I think that's part of it. But and she's told me this. Because I've said, you know, she told me, like, oh, man, I really love the Derby. I you know, that'd be cool. I says, really? Well, we should go sometime or whatever. And, you know, we should we're not a gambling family or anything like that. But I just said, yeah, it'd be fun to go to the Derby and just throw a dollar down on, the Superfecta or whatever it's called. You know,
yeah,
it's just a buck or whatever. And she says, no, I couldn't even, I wouldn't even want to do that because I love horse racing so much that, like, just like that alone, like, that could be like a huge crutch for me as far as like fueling additional, like, the desire of wanting to bet more. She's that into it. So she's like, I can't wager anything on it because that would be not good. I don't think.
Well,
so she knows her where, you know, limits are. And
I was about
that.
To say, she knows her limits. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. 4:45 more on the roads now, Austin. Anything?
Well, I'll keep it brief. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got some problems there that have kind of worsened some, but nothing too severe. Same thing if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10. 9 Mile Road, if you are traveling westbound, this is going to be if you're traveling towards the Red Box, or not the Red Box, the Tom Thumb, where there happens to be a Red Box, but also just past the Penn Air Credit Union. Look for that and the Tom Thumb before you go looking for the Red Box. I promise you'll see those first. let's see. Also in Pensacola, not a ton going on other than Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive.
I was about to say, like, did like two people just collide in front of the Red Box there?
Yeah, someone ran into the Tom Thumb. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see. Outside of Pensacola, though, Oriole Beach, if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway in front of Oriole Beach, we still got some problems there. Same thing if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Wind Haven Beach and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
A pretty consistent weather pattern that we're in, sitting at 78 degrees now. Cloudy, 68 overnight. Partly sunny skies tomorrow, high of 82, and then for the weekend up to around 84 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Can't beat that. A third of Americans may have had their data stolen in a healthcare hack. That's what United Health CEO says. He testified before Congress. He talked about a February ransomware attack on a United Healthcare Group subsidiary that affected pharmacies across the U.S. He says in written testimony it will take several months for the company to identify and notify those impacted by the hack. Peloton CEO stepping down as the company cuts 400 jobs around the world. The exercise bike giant went through a boom during the pandemic when we were all stuck at home, but sales have dropped dramatically since then. Southwest will be required to offer $75 travel vouchers for certain cancellations and delays. This comes after the company suffered what some call a holiday meltdown back in 2022. The Transportation Department announced this week that the airline will need to give compensation as part of a deal reached after the incident that stranded millions around the country. New York is the first state in the nation to offer paid leave for prenatal care without women risking the loss of their job.
We have to ensure that pregnant women will be able to take off time from work to attend crucially important care during their pregnancies.
Employees are now able to receive an additional 20 hours of paid sick leave for prenatal care in addition to the existing sick leave in place. Pop culture notes, Universal Music Group has made a new licensing agreement with TikTok. The two companies have been feuding for months over royalties paid to UMG artists on their video platform. So now with the agreement, its global family of artists, songwriters, and labels will return to TikTok, and that includes Drake, Taylor Swift, and Lady Gaga.
And lastly here, the king of the twangy guitar has died. Duane Eddy had a string of guitar.
Is that Duane? Is it Duane?
It may be Duane because it sounds like, or you would think it would be, you know, a man's name, but it's spelled Duane. I've never seen Duane spelled that way.
Really?
We'll get back to it. Duane, I'll say that. Eddie had a string of guitar hits in the 50s and 60s, including his signature 1958 classic Rebel Rouser. Eddie's unique guitar sound would influence some of rock's biggest hit makers, including George Harrison, Bruce Springsteen, and John Fogerty. He sold more than 100 million records worldwide, and in 1994 was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was 86 years old.
4:50, take a break there. Recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and good news next.
Attention on deck, Pensacola. Mark your calendars for the inaugural Pensacola Navy Day celebration, May 17th through 19th. As the cradle of naval aviation, Pensacola's relationship with the military runs deep. This exciting new event celebrates our ties to the armed forces, honoring those serving at Naval Air Station Pensacola and beyond. Navy Days kicks off with Gallery Night on May 17th, followed by the Night at the Museum Gala at the National Naval Aviation Museum. On May 18th, don't miss the 4K Run, Walk, and Patriotic Parade along Bayfront in downtown Pensacola. The festivities continue at Maritime Park with a kids' fun zone, military displays, vessel tours, and more. Cap off the weekend with the free Blues on the Bay concert on May 19th. Join residents and visitors alike in celebrating over two centuries of Pensacola's ties to the world's finest military forces. Visit PensacolaNavyDays.com for details, lodging specials, and to get involved. Pensacola Navy Days, where patriotism and Pensacola unite.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crying old time.
4:53 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin with you. 4:53 is the time. We'll make way for Channel 3 at the top of the hour for their first 10-minute A-block, give or take a few minutes. Recapping our top three stories and then moving on to some lighter stuff making the rounds today. With the protest, L.A. police moved in to clear the encampment on UCLA's campus today. About 100 people arrested. Columbia University says they are moving all classes and finals to remote for the rest of the school year, due to what they say is an evolving campus environment. 300 people were arrested yesterday after they overtook an academic building. Nearly half of those protesters, NYPD says, have confirmed to be outside agitators that are not affiliated with the university. And President Biden says Americans have the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. His first public comments in at least some time after facing criticism for not speaking out more forcefully against ongoing demonstrations. Final check this hour of the roads and weather. Austin, what's the story?
Well, there's not a ton going on currently. It's still just Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound towards I-10. A little bit on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That's still giving us some trouble. And Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, we still got a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. And Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Over the next several days, the weather will really be about the same. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. High temperatures will run between 80 and 85 degrees with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, late night and during the morning hours, look out for a bit of fog to develop. And as for rain, well, it's going to be dry, but can't totally rule out the possibility of an isolated shower. That'd be more likely across the inland areas. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at some wackier stories making the rounds today. Pretty interesting one here, Austin. A Catholic priest in Pennsylvania got caught using the church's credit card to make a lot of personal purchases, but what the purchases were is what's funny and sad at the same time. According to police, an accountant at the church discovered an astronomical amount of Apple transactions. It turns out he had been spending the money on in-app purchases for games like Mario Kart Tour and Candy Crush. Over the course of 3 years, he'd racked up over $40,000. He admitted to having a mobile game addiction and has since been removed from his position at the church. Listen, I understand. I get it.
Yeah, that
can
happen.
Kind of like much like my wife, you know, with not wanting to put any money whatsoever on the Kentucky Derby because she's afraid of what that would want her to cause her to want to do. Listen, I've had over the years, I have Mario Kart on my phone now. I have FIFA Mobile, all these games with the in-app purposes, and especially the sports ones where you try to build up the super team, like especially on, the video game systems, PS5, Xbox, whatever. You know, having worked at financial institutions in the past and knowing a lot of people who do, it's so amazing just to see the number of people out there that rack up a lot of money with those in-app purchases like that.
Yeah, as you said, it's funny because it's like, wow, what a random thing to be spending so much money on. But it's also sad if he does have an actual problem.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Today is World Password Day. And here's some useful or, I suppose, useless info. The most common passwords in the U.S. last year were 123456. Password, admin, and unknown. No caps, by the way, in any of those. A company called Hive Systems puts out a graphic each year that shows how long it would take hackers to crack your password, depending on how long and complex it is. They say a 9-character password that mixes numbers, upper and lowercase letters, and special characters would take hackers 479 years. A bit, it wouldn't take that long to figure out how to count to six.
It's crazy, but on the other hand, not surprising at all what the most common passwords are.
No, it's just not surprising at all, especially when it comes to like things like Wi-Fi. It's the most simple things, and people want it simple for them, not just other people, but themselves.
A 40-year-old man in Turkey is suing his dentist after they pushed so hard while installing an implant that they drove it all the way into his brain. They were installing a tooth in the upper left side of the man's mouth when he said it felt like his dentist was pushing really hard. The guy said, relax, it's totally normal. The dentist pushed so hard that the screw broke through the jaw and pierced the man's brain. He ended up lodged in his skull behind his left eye. He screamed out in pain. The dentist realized it was serious, so he rushed him to the emergency room, and then he just left him there and took off. Surgeons say that the man might not survive the surgery, so he said goodbye to his wife and kids just in case. Thankfully, he pulled through and has made a full recovery. Now he's suing for an undisclosed amount of money. He says he even called the dentist, and they wouldn't give him a refund either. So
what a slimy jerk. My goodness, are you kidding me? Some good news here. Dylan Beard is a former student athlete at Howard University. These days, he works as a full-time deli worker at a Walmart. When he's not there, he's training as a hurdler who will have a shot at competing for the U.S. Olympic team. Beard was a surprise winner of the 60-meter hurdles at the Millrose Games in February, and his time was the third fastest in the world, and that landed him a spot at the U.S. Olympic trials in June. He says, quote, I flew home the next day. I was back to weight training, back to practicing, and then back to work. He's currently unsponsored, so he's using his own ability and paycheck while training at nearby NC State.
Yeah.
It's like a Kurt Warner story almost.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Absolutely. Austin, if you ever have a dream that I find a bunch of gold, will you please let me know?
Sure.
That's exactly what happened to North Carolina man's sister told him just that. So he, of course, went out, bought a lottery ticket, and he won $837,000.
Well, I'll let you know if I ever have that dream, but
appreciate it.